Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the Patriots pull out a W over the Giants on Thursday night. Let's talk about some things. First of all, we have to talk about the quarterbacks. It was the Ryan Mallett and Tim Tebow show. Mallett starting, playing the first half, Tebow carrying out in the second half.
Yeah, I've been impressed with Mallett, to be honest. I mean, it hasn't been flawless by any means. Some poor decisions, some overthrows, but I think he had some commanding drives. The touchdown pass, obviously, with Boyce was a highlight of this game. A good pass, really good pass, and some nice moves by Boyce. I've been impressed with Mallett. I think he's shown a lot of growth from last year. As for Tebow, it's still not very pretty. But obviously, he had something going with Quentin Sims. Two touchdown passes. I still think it's been an adventure when he drops back to pass.
Right.
But I do still remember that the offensive line he's playing with are mostly guys who are not going to be around come this weekend.
Right.
And you got to take that into account. So on the whole, more good from Tebow than the last couple times he's played. On the whole, it's pretty shaky. But I do say I'm impressed with
that. Well, I would say on the whole, you know, Mallett has been pretty consistent. I think this was by far his best game. And Tim Tebow, you know, say what you want about him, but he really did have a pretty good game tonight. And I think that the fact that he was able to pull out a touchdown right there at the final seconds of the game says something. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be said, too, about the offensive line that he's playing with. And whatever connection he's got going with Quentin Sims, I think worked for him tonight.
And just quickly, that first touchdown to Sims was mostly Sims after the catch. But that was two straight third down conversions for Tebow, which I think is important. On the whole, there's still a lot that needs to get shorn up if we were ever to see Tebow on the field. But it's not all bad.
It was definitely progression, and that's always a good thing. Well, let's talk about two players that we mentioned earlier that we're going to kind of have our eyes on. I'll start with Adrian Wilson. He played into the third quarter. Definitely not great signs, and I'm losing faith. I'm losing confidence in his ability to make the 53-man roster on by Saturday. Not entirely impressed with him.
Yeah, I was talking about Marcus Bernard before the game, and, you know, he didn't really show up too much in this game, getting some reps at defensive tackle, but he didn't make a big what turned to be sort of a game-saving tackle late in the game before the Patriots got the ball back. So that was an important play. I think Bernard makes the team on the whole. Not necessarily, he didn't necessarily jump out tonight, but I think he makes it.
Well, let's talk about some players who maybe stood out to us tonight. I'll let you kick it off this time.
Defensive ends, Michael Buchanan, the rookie, Jake Beckett. These two defensive ends got a lot of rhythm tonight. They were able to play quite a bit. I think they are pushing Jermaine Cunningham here for a job. I don't know if the Patriots can keep all three, and I think right now Cunningham on the outside looking in.
Well, I think the fact that Jermaine Cunningham wasn't even here for this game is pretty telling, and I think that's why Michael Buchanan and Jake Beck were able to get some more reps and really improve themselves. Well, I'm going to go with Leon Washington, who had a 43-yard punt return, and you know what? He may be a veteran, but he's still proving that he's got some youth in him. He's got those speedy legs, but then he kind of had a fumble, I guess you could call it, towards the end there. You know what? I'm going to say I think that he does make the roster. I think that he was here to be a contributor on special teams in the kickoff return game. I think that he makes it.
Yeah, my gut tells me he makes the team as well. It's been curious that he hasn't had any kickoff return opportunities the last 2 weeks.
Right.
But on the whole, I think he makes it.
Maybe getting some punt return opportunities isn't
Definitely
so bad either. So, all right, well, that will wrap it up. We are ready for the regular season now, but that will do it from Gillette Stadium. And we'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.